your breath for now and start giving some relaxation into your physical body, taking a breath in and letting it go. And as you let it go, really let it go, remember what it feels like to be totally relaxed. Because your sober mind will want to pull you out of something unknown. Your sober mind will make you to move and eat and remember the things you need to get done. But just dedicate this few minutes, 10 minutes of your life into something really grand, something really profound. Healing your past, yourself, your present, and your future. So as you're breathing in and out, find that spot within you that is always still. That is always a space of silence within you. Going into that space. And as you go deeper into that space, let your breath become soft and easy. Let your body unwind and start receiving the healing frequencies already pouring. So let each cell of your body, each molecule of your body, to open up, to receive, going deeper into the soft, cozy feeling of this relaxation that is washing over you. And as you relax completely, we're going to count from 3 down to 1. And as you go from 3 down to 1, as you hear 1 and not before, your relaxation will be very deep, right inside the core of your being. You will be in the very bottom of your subconscious mind. 3, relaxing completely, letting go. The deeper you go, the better you feel, the better you feel, the deeper feelings you receive on all levels. And 2, on the count of 1, you will appear on a beautiful scene from your childhood. You're going to go into the scene of your childhood that is positive. So you're going to bring the positive memory of your childhood. On the count of 1, you will go into the positive memory of your childhood, and now you are very relaxed. 2, going deeper, receiving this transmission of the crystalline plasma light that is streaming. And 1, be there. This is a happy, positive memory of your childhood. Be there. Feel it. How old are you now? What is the emotion you feel? Positive emotion from your childhood. Feel the parental love You're probably feeling this love. Perhaps that is from one of your parents. So become aware from your mother or from your father. You are receiving this positive emotion right now as you are little. Go into this positive emotion. Absorb with each cell of your body. How is it feeling to feel happy, perhaps loved? And then we count from two down to one. We will travel as relaxed as you are, and you're going to relax deeper and deeper as we hearing the numbers. And we count from two down to one. You will appear in a beautiful place in nature, in a beautiful, peaceful, your favorite place in nature. And you will be walking on a clearing, maybe coming out of the woods or coming out of other islands, beautiful place. So find yourself on the clearing as you are little. Two, relaxing, going deeper, and the deeper you go, the better you feel, unraveling, unwinding, going deep, feeling that light that fills you, and going. Two, and one. Be there. Be on that clearing. How old are you? Focus on what is surrounding you. What is around? Is the place familiar? Have you ever been here before? Does the clearing have any flowers or flower field around you? If they are any flowers, what color the flowers are? Maybe you feel like picking the flowers, or maybe you feel like running through that field. Just noticing. And as you're walking through that field of flowers, or just walking on the clearing, all of a sudden you become aware of the mist that is bringing a figure of some of your loving, benevolent ancestors. And the mist becomes a shape of one of your ancestors. Become aware from which side of you or from which way the ancestor appearing in front of you. Is it from the left? Is it from the right? How is it vibrating, feminine or masculine? Loving ancestor takes form and shape. You might be familiar with the face, or you might not. But we are greeting them. They are greeting us. And as we are walking together, we realize that there's a body of water around. How far the body of water is it close to you? What kind of body of water? Is it an ocean or river or a creek? A waterfall? A sea? Just realizing what kind of body of water, how clear the water is. And as you walk, your loving ancestor gives you a basket. And you realize right on the sand, right on the shore of that body of water, you could see there are pearls that will come up. Put them in your basket. They are your gifts. What color this person? Are they black? Are they pearly, silverish, iridescent, white? How many of these pearls can you see? Pick them up. And as you pick them up, you realize that each pearl appears to be a gift. Take those gifts. They are your gifts that you will be carrying in this basket and you will be using in the future. And as you keep walking, you realize in right in front of you, a shimmering, glistening mist takes form of the tree. This is the tree. Just become aware of this tree. On the count of two down to one, you go deeper into that vision and you will see the tree. Two. With each count and each number down, you relax deeper and deeper. And you use your amazing abilities. And one. The tree is in front of you. Realize how thin or how strong is the trunk. And the branches that go from the tree, are they really thick and go to the sides, or are they thinner and they go straight up? Just notice the branches of that tree and notice the leaves. Are there many leaves? What color the leaves are? Does the tree have any flowers on it? And now, you might hug the tree, and you really feel like hugging that tree. And as you're hugging that tree, you're actually becoming that tree, and your body becomes a trunk of that tree. Your arms and head becomes the leaves and the branches, and your legs go all the way deep into the ground and become the root. There are so many roots that are going deep into the earth. Notice those roots that are coming out of your feet. Are they strong? Are they a little weaker than you would think you need them? How far those roots from that body of water that you saw before? Does water reach into those roots? How many are going into the ground? And as you are very relaxed, as the master of your present, your past, and your future, by the oneness and the divinity within you, bring that water closer now and feed the roots. Replenish. As the source itself, what do you need to do to replenish those roots? Feel how the roots that are coming from your feet are really deep into the ground. They are finally being quenched with water, and this water is so clean, so beautifully nutritious. See, those roots are being replenished, rejuvenated. See, the light comes from that water, shimmering in that water. It feeds and fills the roots. And it comes all the way up, lighting that tree that you are, all the way up from the tips of your toes, from the roots that are deep in the ground, all the way up to through the trunk of the tree, going through the branches, into your arms. It's feeding you. It's connecting you with your ancestors, because the roots are the ancestors. And now you are totally connected. Not only you rejuvenated the whole energy that is holding that tree of yours, your family tree. And as you go deeper into that healing feeling, the light fills you up and grows within your system, goes upper and upper, filling your whole body. See, feel, imagine yourself being illuminated, rejuvenated, fortified, cleared, supported with this light that ancestors are giving you now. The roots are feeding the tree that you are, and that you will bring your offspring as the leaves and the branches. So see more leaves appearing on the branches. See the flowers and the fruits. What color they become. And now realize that you are, as you're receiving that ancestral blessing and connection, you realize behind your shoulders, you are growing two wings. One is on the right, another one is on the left. It is so amazing. Those wings are so shiny and big and strong. The angelic wings that are growing. So realize which wing behind your shoulder blade is bigger, which one is stronger, or maybe they are the same. Perhaps one wing is just different than the other. So realizing that, keeping that memory, now realize there is a swing connected to the branches of the tree. And now come out of the tree, let the tree to grow on its own and bloom. And then as you come out of the tree, you're a little girl still? Or a boy? Are you still a child? What are you going to do with that swing that is attached to the tree? Maybe you want to swing on it, or maybe you want to take it off, or maybe you want to swing someone else on that tree. Maybe the figure of someone will come to you that you will wish to swing on. So just see what's happening. Maybe you are swinging on that swing, and you feel the power of all the loving ancestors that are coming to swing you. Just notice what's happening. And if you feel so greatly rejuvenated, you already feel so much more empowered and validated. Notice what clothing you are wearing. If you are a masculine body, which pants and the shirt or maybe the suit you're wearing. And if you're a feminine body, what dress you are wearing, what color. How does it look, the clothing? How does it feel, the clothing that is on you? And now, as you receive all of this rejuvenation and love, it's time to come up. It's time to come out of this beautiful work. And on a count from one up to three, and not before, on the count from one up to three, you're going to come back to your sober consciousness, feeling totally relaxed but rejuvenated, feeling so protected, so validated. And as you are validated, feeling so great to come back, one, feeling great, feeling wonderful, feeling rested, feeling so happy, two, are ready to come to the sober consciousness, and three, opening your eyes Take a breath in. Help the energies to go in your physical body, your energy bodies, with gratitude and appreciation, and letting go. This feeling of being relaxed, and we come into the sober consciousness.